Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining in to Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Monday Night Blog Talk Ministry Program. We are so excited to have you all aboard, to hear what the Word of God is going to be saying to the body of Christ on tonight. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are your hosts for tonight. This is the fourth Monday, so that means our speaker is Prophet Antoine Thomas. So I'm just excited to know that the man of God is available for tonight to bring forth the word, and I'm excited to know that you all have your Bibles and pens and pads and pencils and highlighters and everything that you need to follow the word of God, as long as you know how to highlight key points. And also to know that the Word of God is true. With that being said, I'm going to ask Minister Sheila if she's ready and if she's able to pray with us and for us on tonight. Minister Sheila, are you available? Okay. Sometime when she's at work, she's not able to get through the line to pray for us because of the traffic at the job that she has. So what we're going to do is pause for a moment to see if she'll tag in. And if not, we're going to just go head on and just start the program off with prayer. Father God, we come to you on tonight, Lord. We ask you to forgive us of every sin, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to just touch our bodies, our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. God, we just ask you to let your spirit take over. Let your spirit abide in us, God, so that we can abide in you. God, we know that you inhabit the praise of your people. For God, we just want to say thank you for all of the instructions that you have been giving us as far as this time and place that we find ourselves in this world. God, give those that do not have the heart to follow your instructions, God, to follow your instructions, because it's not about them, God, but it's about everybody that they are around and that are around them. It's about their households. It's about their jobs. It's about every place that they go, that they can bring life or they can bring destruction upon them. God, we ask you to touch their hearts and their minds, that they would think about what they're doing, oh God, because, God, we know one thing is, that you died for our sins, but we know that you rose up, that we may have life and have life more abundantly. God, you said out of all of our getting, get our understanding, God. Let us understand it's not about us. As we go through this quarantine time, God, we're able to look up in the air and see how the skies are seeming to be a little clear, where that you have given us time to give this earth a rest with the pollution and the other things that we're bringing forth on this earth that you have given us, oh God, to live on. God, we just thank you for the times you're allowing us to get to know ourselves, to even get to know you, God, to get to know the people that we're living with, the people that we are among, the people that we are communicating with. God, give us the strength to deal with them. And God, for those of us that need to cut loose, God, give us the opportunity, the will, and the power to do so. Because all things we know, God, is not working with your will. But because we're trying to make it willfully working, God, we ask you to touch our hearts, to hear what you're saying to our hearts, God. God, we ask you to give us an understanding that you are our source, you are our resource, you are our redeemer, you are our refuge. God, give us the mind and the heart to accept that. God, we ask you to cover America from the East Coast to the West Coast, from top North Pole to the bottom South Pole. God, even cover us around the equator. God, for we just ask you to just pour your spirit out on your people to let them understand you are still in control. You are still God. You still sit high and look low. But God, we just want you to know that we love you. We adore you. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And God, we just ask you for mercy, mercy upon the people of this world. God, cover our families, cover every man and woman of God that's attached to this ministry, every man and woman of God that has people attached to them through ministry, through work and families and every other way that they come into contact with people. God, put us in a place that we will walk to show you that when people see us, they see there's something about us, but what they see is that the God that's in us is shining and living through us. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen. So I'm going to ask, Prophet, are you on the line? Prophet Antoine, are you on the line?
Uh-oh, yes, ma'am. I should unmute myself. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Prophet, I'm going to say it out loud, clear again. Prophet Antoine Thomas is in your hands now.
All right, well, awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm excited tonight about this word. I have not preached this before, so you guys kind of get the raw version of it. But it's been on my heart, and just was asking the Lord what I'm not doing Facebook tonight. Me and my together, we decided to do a social media fast for a month. And so we haven't been on social somewhere around just 8 weeks. Not as good. We don't live by social media. It's not the breath of our body. So we won't be. I always said we won't be doing Facebook Live tonight. But I thank God for everybody online and they come to the office later.
Prophet, your phone is breaking up. We can hardly hear you. Your phone is breaking up, Prophet.
Let me try it this one. Is that better right there?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, awesome. I am appreciative to God on, you know, just for his goodness and his mercy and his loving kindness. We're not worthy of what he does, and we thank him for holding us. I want to jump right into it. Father, we just give you praise and we give you honor tonight. Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. And so we pray tonight that as we dig into your word, Father, that it illuminate our lives in every aspect, Father, that we become A-level Christians, that we do what it is that you calls us to do in the name of Jesus. And Father, let this word echo in our hearts for the rest of our lives, that we see fruit thereof today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, and just for the rest of our lives, Father. We give you praise and we give you honor in Jesus' mighty name. It is so, and so it is. I want to go to Job chapter 2 first, and then we'll jump a little later on in that book. The word of the Lord is already blessed to those who will see and hear and do what it is required that we do. And so the Bible says in Job chapter 2, verse number 1, it says, and again, there was a day where the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And what said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from to and fro of the earth, and whom walking up and down it. And the Lord said to Satan, hast thou seeking whom I may devour? And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect man and upright man, one that feareth God and shuns evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man has will he give for his life. But put forth thy hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, thank you, Lord, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is thine hand, but save his life. Tonight, if I had to give it a title tonight, I would say it was because of what he said. And so I'll give you the basis of this, and I promise you, I really know we say this a lot, but I promise I won't be long. I don't have a whole lot of notes on this. I just wanted to share this because I thought it was powerful. It's short, but it's powerful. A woman of God that I know lost her son a couple of weeks back. And we were talking on the phone and we were just actually sharing about something completely different. And as the Lord led me to share some things with her, God began to write this message down on my heart as I began to encourage her by the leading of the Lord. And so I've lost a mother. I have lost a father. I have lost a sibling. I have lost godparents. I have lost a grandparent in my lifetime, two grandparents in my lifetime. And I've lost some distant friends. I've lost, you know, God sister. I've had quite a bit of loss. Most of you know that. But I never, Evangelist Renee, heard the Lord say it like this until about a week and a half ago. And I hope this blesses everybody tonight that's on here. So a lot of times when we lose things or people, we automatically say, I'm going to pray that God holds you up. And then sometimes when we come back and we testify of how we made it through that mourning era or that mourning period of time, we testify about the prayers. And don't get me wrong, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. But tonight, can I, for a moment, just propose to you that it wasn't because of the prayers. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. You were held up because he promised to hold you up. Hallelujah. If nobody ever prayed for you, God still promised to hold you up. And you're saying, Prophet, what are you talking about? I asked somebody to pray for me. But the truth of the matter is, whether they prayed for you or not, God promised he would never leave you or forsake you. And the truth, if we tell the truth, some of us, some things that we went through, we didn't even tell anybody. Maybe because we didn't know how, or maybe because we were too ashamed. But yet still, God still held us up. And I don't know about y'all. I am absolutely thankful to God that his goodness to me was not predicated on somebody else's prayer. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I'm thankful to God that God did not depend on somebody else to determine how he dealt with my situation, how he dealt with me, how he dealt with my promise. But he said, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Listen, y'all, I promise you, I'm almost done. This thing is getting good to me already. He said, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. That means he knew everything that I was going to have to go through. And before I got here, he promised me, hallelujah, that he would hold me up. He promised me that no weapon that was formed against me shall prosper. He promised me that by his stripes I am already healed. He promised me that he would never leave me or forsake me. He already said it. And I'm grateful to God because sometimes we feel like that we don't have anybody, or that we don't know what to say, or that we don't have anybody in our corner. But the truth of the matter is, whether you have a person in your corner or not, you've got a word over your life. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. You've got a word. If you don't have any money, you got a word over your life. If you don't have a job, you have a word over your life. If you don't have a car, you have a word over your life. If everybody around you seems to be against you, remember, if God be for you, he is more than the world against you. As I said earlier, I'm not going to be long at all. As I begin to look at this thing, understand this, that God offered Job up because he knew he could trust Job. Hallelujah. Tonight I want to just share with somebody, the only reason that you're dealing with what you're dealing with is because God said he could trust you. Hallelujah. And you want to thank God because he can trust you. We were having family prayer the other day, and then while we were praying, I began to thank God for the COVID-19 virus. I know that may seem crazy to somebody else. And men of God, there are people dying. There are people, there are homes. There are people that are losing their jobs. Why would you thank God for this virus? Because the word tells me, in everything, give thanks. and not whether I like it or whether it's good or whether the current process of it seems good. He said, in everything, give thanks. I don't care what it is, God's got us. I don't care how bad it seems or how bad it looks. I'm telling you, God didn't change his mind. Hallelujah. I wish somebody was excited tonight that God did not change his mind concerning you. God did not repent for what he said concerning your life. You ought to be excited about that tonight. Sometimes we're so busy looking at our circumstances that we've forgotten what God has spoken over our lives. We allow the situation that seems to be prevalent to override God's gifting and God's promise and God's purpose over our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, once again, I promise you I'm almost done. I want to go real quick to Mark chapter 10 and verse number 28. Mark chapter 10 and verse number 20. We'll start at verse number 28. Once again, Mark chapter 10, verse number 28 is where we'll start at right real quick. He says, then Peter began to say unto him, for we have left all and have followed you. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that have left house or brethren, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, or land for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive at 100-fold now in this time. Houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution and in the world and come eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Prophet, why would you read that? Because I wanted to remind somebody tonight, you may have lost some things. Hallelujah. You may have lost some friends. You may have lost some family members. But the word says there is no man who has left or lost or separate themselves from mother, father, sister, brother, for the sake of Jesus Christ or for the sake of the gospel, and shall not receive 100-fold. I wish somebody would type a status tonight that would say, I may have lost it, but God's going to pay me back. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God's going to pay you back for what you gave up. And as I begin to listen to this, Evangelist Sheila, that God reminded me, he said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together. And, oh, my God, I'm about to tune up. It's blog talk. Running over, shall men give into your bosom. But with the same measure that ye meet with all, it shall be measured unto you again. God said to me, he said, do you think I would allow you to give up what you had to give up? Hallelujah. And not pay you back. Do you think, hallelujah, that you had to sacrifice your life the way you did, and I would leave your hands empty? Do you think I would take from you what I've taken from you, and then I fill your hands up to make sure and remind you that I am God, and beside me there is none other? Hallelujah. Jesus, I don't care what you lost. I don't care who you lost. It may have been mother. It may have been father. It may have been sister. It may have been brother. It may have been a son. It may have been a daughter. But I'm telling you, God will not forget your labor of love. God is not going to leave you empty-handed. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I want to tell somebody tonight, I'm almost done on Blog Talk Radio. God is going to pay you back. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. God's going to pay you back. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how long it's been. I don't care what tears you had to cry. I don't care who you had to lose. I don't care what it cost you. God's going to pay you back. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. And when God pays you back, remember, the cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to him. Hallelujah. He's got the whole world in the palm of his hand. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. I got to go here. So don't question God. Don't question God what you had to give up. Don't question him about what he's doing. He asked Job. He said, where were you when I placed the moon and stars? Do you know who allowed the wild beast to be out there? Let's go to that, y'all, real quickly. Job chapter 38 and verse number 1. It simply says this. Hallelujah. He said that the Lord answered Job out of his whirlwind and said, who is it that darkens the counsels by words without knowledge? Hallelujah. Gird up now your loins. Bless you, Jesus. Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee an answer thou me. He said, where was thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the mesh thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon him, whereupon are the foundations of thereof fastened? Who laid the cornerstone, hallelujah, when the morning stars sang together and all the songs of God shouted for joy? Or who shut up the sea with the doors when it break forth and had issued out the womb, when it was made the cloud, the garment thereof, and thick darkness and swaddling band for him, and set bars in the doors, and said, after herefore shalt thou come, but no further, and here shalt thou proud ways be saved. He said, I commanded the morning since thy days, and I caused the day spring to know its place. Hallelujah. He asked Job, he said, where were you when I placed all these things in order, and I continue to allow them to be in order? Hallelujah. I heard a man of God say that when God said, because of how God speaks, because of God's word, God's voice carries throughout, and God's voice echoes throughout nations, that when God said, let there be light, that it wasn't just a simple statement, but his word said, let there be light, 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 because it had to travel, hallelujah, from the heavens to the earth, and it had to travel from day one until the end of the earth. I'm trying to tell somebody, when God spoke over your life, it didn't stop because of a trial, it didn't stop because of a situation. But God said, you are healed, 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 healed. He said, hallelujah. He said, you are delivered, 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 delivered. You are saved, 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 saved. I'm trying to tell somebody, God's word is echoing even in your mouth, right now, in your body, and in your surroundings. God's going to pay you back. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 He said to be given, it shall be given up to you. He said, not just for money. It's for what you had to sacrifice. It was your might. Yeah, I'm done. I told you I wasn't going to be long tonight. I just wanted to remind somebody. It wasn't because of anything else. It's not because you're so good. Hallelujah. Not because you're so great. Not because you quit smoking, not because you quit drinking, not because you go to church every Sunday, not because you speak in the tongue, not because you give your tithes and your offering. It's because that's what he said. He promised it. Hallelujah. And God, not the man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to do. Hallelujah. Spread the word. Tell somebody. Stop looking down. Stop being worried. Hallelujah. It don't matter if somebody else do something for you. God promised you. God gave a word. Hallelujah. And God's word will not come back void. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care how bad you messed up. Job had some complaints. Job opened up his mouth and said, what's really going on? Job cursed the day he was born. But he would never curse God. Job said, all of my appointed time. I'm closing right here, y'all. That word appointed in the Hebrew means all of my orchestrated time. Hallelujah. In other words, Job says, as long as I stay here, whatever God ordered, I'm going to wait until my change come. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Job said, I'm going to wait here until God orchestrates a change. I'm going to wait here until God instructs something different to happen. Hallelujah. Because he said, he told the enemy, my God help me, Holy Ghost. I want somebody to understand, God made the devil a promise. Hallelujah. God made the devil a promise about you. Hallelujah. I don't care what you do, you can't kill him. I don't care what you say, you can't touch him. I don't care what you try to take from him, you can't touch him. Hallelujah. God's mercies and God's goodness is not about what you own, not about what you wear, not about what you drive, not about how many houses you got or how much money you got in your bank account to let these crazy folk fool you about the prosperity of God. The prosperity of God is not financial. It's not tangible. Hallelujah. It's the favor of God. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I want to just remind somebody tonight. It's because of what he said. I'm Prophet Thomas. I love you tonight. Remember, the sky's not your limit. It's too low.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, for the word on tonight. It's not because of favor. It's not because of who you think you are, but it's because God said. God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for this man of God who brought forth the word and brought forth the word with power. I thank you, Lord, for everything that he said on tonight. I receive it. I receive it. I will be putting it out there. God is going to pay me back. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to ask that the lines be open so that any and everyone that has something to say can speak into this man of God's life to let him know how much he has blessed you and encouraged you on tonight. Are the lines open?
Yes, they are.
Okay, anybody with anyone that wants to speak, have your say-so at this time.
Prophet Antoine, oh my goodness. My. What a word from God. What a prophetic, what a now word from God about his promises and about how the multiplication of God, when he pays you back, I mean, I just got so many nuggets out of it. I mean, you didn't have to say scriptures, and they were just popping in my head about no weapon formed against me. I mean, talking about when he sees that marred place and he heals you over and over and over again. My. Prophet Antoine, this is definitely a word from God, and while he's forming it in your belly to release to the nations the healing that's going to come forth and break forth in the echoing of light, and healing. My God. I'm speechless. My God. Thank you, man of God. I can't thank you enough. Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank
you,
Apostle.
Bless you, Jesus. My God,
hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. Is there anyone else that want to speak at this time? Well, are we waiting for anyone to speak? I'm going to share with our audience and with the prophet on tonight. Prophet, I'm a frontline worker, and I had been really upset and complaining, really, to be honest. I was talking to the apostle-elect about how I had been exposed to different nurses and doctors and patients with the COVID. And I just kept been saying all the time, when I go to work, I would pray before I go in, pray before I would go in and pray while I would get in there and just say, God, I trust you. God, I trust you. God, I trust you. God, I trust you. Keep everything away from me, oh Lord. So on Friday, I went and was tested for the COVID. And me and Apostle-elect, we prayed and we asked God for a negative result. So they give you a result in 24 hours, and they called and told me on Saturday I'd come back with a negative report. And I just began to give God praise and say, God, I thank you that even though I walked in the midst of it, not knowing, God, you still protected me. Even though I didn't have a mask on my face, God, you still protected me at the time I was around these people that were they was, you know, they had been tainted. I would say the word tainted. They had been exposed to the virus. And I began to just, when I was praying with Apostle Elect, I said, I'm looking for this virus. If it came upon me, I want it to be like when Peter was by the fire and the vipers jumped out and bit him. I'm asking God to just let it fall off in the fire. I just want to say, God, I thank you for this word on tonight, because, like you said, heal is not because somebody prayed for me or with me. It's because of the promise of God. I thank God for his promise. God, I thank you for the man of God reminding us on tonight that you are bragging on us, and you're letting it be known that you are bragging on us. God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I thank God for that. I'm just going to ask again if anyone else would like to speak to the man of God on tonight.
Prophet Antoine, I apologize, but I just hear God just saying 2 Chronicles 7, heal. Man of God, this word, this series that you are about to be released on, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, heal. My God, heal.
Glory,
my God,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm not finna fuck with y'all tonight. Y'all ain't finna mess me up tonight. Look here, I don't normally on my iPhone. There's a news app on my iPhone. It automatically comes on the iPhone immediately, and I normally do not pay that app any attention. This one particular day, you may have seen me post it. I posted a screenshot of what it said, the coronavirus, it started showing those who had been affected by the coronavirus and in different countries. And it also showed how many people had died from the coronavirus. And then also it had shown how many people had survived or had been healed or made it through the coronavirus. And so in the news, my God, help me, Holy Ghost, in the news, if you're not careful, if you listen to the news will make it seem like that there's more people dying from coronavirus than there are people surviving the coronavirus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And the Lord, when I look at that stat, the Lord said to me, he said, you may lose some things, but understand, because the people who had survived the coronavirus, it said recoveries. It's my God, recoveries was the section they were in. He said, you may lose some stuff, but understand that the recovery is going to be more than what you had to lose. My God, if you're not careful, the enemy will try to make you look at what you're losing and understand that it seems like it's a lot, because he wants to put that loss in front of you and keep rehearsing it in front of you and make it seem bigger than what it is. But I serve the God, that your recovery is going to be bigger than what you had to lose, because the Bible says that Job had double his trouble, my God, and greater is the ending of pain than the beginning. Hallelujah. The latter shall be greater. Yes, hallelujah. The latter. Hallelujah. Jesus shall be greater. The latter shall be greater. Hallelujah. The latter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The latter shall be greater than the former. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. The ladder, I hear it say the ladder. Hallelujah. I'll get off this. I can't fool with y'all tonight. My God, help me.
Glory to God. Because of his promise. Hallelujah, God. I thank you because of your promise. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
His promise said, when I see the blood, hallelujah. Okay, I'm done.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, God. I thank you. I thank God for his whereabouts in this epidemic we're going through right now. I thank God for his whereabouts in this pandemic. All we have to do is just make sure we know God's whereabouts, All we got to do is get on our face and our knees, and we can find him in his whereabouts. He's right in the midst of the storm. God, I thank you for your whereabouts. Yes, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you. Hallelujah. Anybody else have anything they need to say or want to say on tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man of God, I thank you for pouring into us on tonight. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything, God. I just want to know, did you leave anything out? Did you leave anything out that you want to share with us, man of God?
Oh, no, no, no. Don't be that messed up. I will say that Apostle Cecilia said it, and I'll go ahead and just say it out there. This is, I didn't think it would be a series. As she said that, the Lord just reminded me of something else he gave me. But the part two of this is going to be that my storm has ears. My God, help me, Holy Ghost.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to write that down. My storm has ears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll talk about that next month. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ooh, if the Lord says the same, let's talk about that next month. But yeah, I'm done.
Yes,
if I don't stop now, I'll be yelling out through the house.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. I got signs up in my house that says, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So you won't be doing nothing wrong over here.
My. Just because he said it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just because he said it. I know what I lost, God's going to pay me back.
Yeah.
I think I'll put that on my page.
Yeah.
Man of God, you got any information you need for us to know in Chicago concerning your
no
ministry?
Man. No, man. Well, we may be there. We may be in the end of May, but those are still dates are still pending. But as far as I know right now, you know, because of the stay-at-home order, nothing's going on right now, so things have been postponed. Amen. But I'm just excited about Jesus.
Yes. Yes. Apostle-elect, do you have any other words you would like to share with us on tonight?
No. I mean, this was delicious. I thank you.
For this seven-course meal with dessert. God, I thank you for the word of tonight. Prophet, would you pray us out?
Okay, I sure will. Okay, there we go. I show you. Father, we just thank you tonight, and we give you praise and we give you honor, Father. Father, thank you for not being a liar. Thank you for being true to your word, and thank you for counting us worthy. We give you praise and honor for that, because when all else fails, it's your word that's going to stand. And so, Father, we grab a hold of a finished product. We grab a hold of what we can depend on. And so, Father, allow this word to be hidden in our hearts that we may not stand against you. And cause it to be contagious, Father, for the rest of our lives. And, Father, I pray tonight that we not be just hearers of the word, but we be doers also as well. And, Father, I thank you for covering Evangelist Renee. Father, I thank you, Father, for covering our family. Father, I can also pray for the Spence and Love family, Father, that you cover them during this time of loss, Father. That you cover our family, you cover the Fair family, Father, in the name of Jesus, those who have lost loved ones because of this virus. And so, Father, we still give you thanks, not because of the loss, but, Father, we thank you in the loss. And we give you praise and we give you honor and give you glory because you do all things well and you don't make mistakes. We dare not question you. We dare not argue with you. We dare not fuss with you. Father, you said we have a voice to speak to you. And, Father, we may speak our concerns. We may speak to you our displeasure, but, Father, we still give you thanks even in our displeasure for what's happening. We give you honor, praise, and glory. You arise and let your enemies be scattered. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. Yes. Amen.
Amen. God, we thank you for your word on tonight on Blog Talk Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. We are here every Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget, we have a Friday night ministry that is done by Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk. I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. And on Sunday mornings, we have excuse me, Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron with Let's Talk is the name of the program with our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next Monday is the first Monday of the month. If God is saying so, our speaker will be Dr. Serena Wright. Please tune in. Follow our Facebook postings so that you can keep up with our ministry line and let us know that you are going to share it when you see it so that you could let other people know that the Word of God, the true Word of God, is coming forth. And with that being said, don't forget our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hold this ministry up in prayer. Again, I ask you all that. Keep this ministry a frontline ministry for you all to know that is here for you. Know that God has appointed us to tell you the truth and give you the word of God from the Bible where you can follow along. Know that we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. And with that being said, we're going to say get some rest while you're sleeping tonight, for tomorrow you get up to go about your daily business. Amen. Amen. Good night, everyone.
Amen. Good night. Bye, Mama. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.